The Carter G. Woodson African American Museum could be closed after a recent decision by the city of St. Petersburg, but some residents are trying to save it. And WUSF's Michael X. Butler was there over the weekend for a rally.
During an event billed as a call to assemble, about 100 people gathered at the Dr. Carter G. Woodson Museum to voice their opposition to a January 22nd decision by the St. Petersburg Housing Authority to sell the property. That decision brought condemnation from throughout the historic neighborhood and from city leaders who support the current location. St. Petersburg City Councilman Steve Cornell was in attendance to show his support, and he said the city council and the mayor are still looking into whether the housing authority has the ultimate say over if the property can be sold. But he added it's about more than that.
It's a matter of doing what's right for the community. Even if it legally is right for the housing authority to sell the building, it's morally wrong.
Following comments by community leaders in support of the museum, those in attendance held hands and formed a human band around the building in a show of solidarity. Terry Lipsy Scott, chair of the executive board for the museum, said she feels like this controversy may now end up ultimately benefiting the facility.
It appears that our funding stream will begin to grow as a result of folks now knowing that we indeed exist. So we're hopeful that what was intended for evil will in fact be something really good for the Woodson Museum.
Michael S. Butler, WUSF 89.7 News.